Happy New Year, everybody. Well, it's not quite there yet, but we can't have wishes too soon. So we are here going solo between all of you and me. Nancy is traveling today, so we have the board just between all of us, and she sends her best wishes for a Happy New Year to you and says she really misses being here, and I know she does because she loves having the place of co-host and interacting with all of you, sharing her love and your love back and forth. So here we are, and I have some messages that may be valuable to share. I had a nice visit with Yeshua yesterday. He gave me lots of thoughts for the new year, lots of ways of proceeding and maintaining our faith in the new year. And I'm sure the opportunity to share those will come about as you open up the conversation, because this church is about you. It's about the congregation, our members, and everyone in your life that you wish to extend the blessings to. Yeshua came here not to just be for a select few, but for everyone. And all of those who reach, all of those who are touched, are touched by him. And so with that welcome, let's call forth some of you and see what you got to say. I thought maybe a good thing to do would be to share gratitude for the year 2023. It was a pretty hard year for a lot of us, but even in our hardships, we can find lessons, we can find strength, and we can find realignment with life. And then, not to say that we want to make a resolution list for the next year, because most of those fall off by the third week of January, but to express that which we would like to focus on in this year, idea forms that we have about making the year the best year, and blessings you would like to ask for yourself, because he's here with us today and he's here for you. So I'm going to open the first caller, and the board never tells me really who that is. We're just gonna ask for the next question, and here we go. It looks like it's Stormy. Hello, Stormy.
Hello. Say, in numerology today, it is a 1-2-3, 1-2-3 day.
Oh.
Only in 100, it only happens every 100 years. It's also the number 12, which is a spiritual value, a lot of angelic, uh-huh, and a lot of new beginnings for the year coming, which is my spiritual thrust with Inner Peace Movement. The lady that gave that to me and had given it to people for 20 years, she says, Ben, I've done this for 20 years. I've never had one like this. Normally, you don't share this with anybody, but you need to share that with everyone. New beginnings. And
it
so,
is.
That's pertinent for the year coming up here, and a little bit of numerology to help alignment, because I've got so much synchronicity.
That.
In my life. And I wanted to bring, and I've noticed it's a double angel energy day for me. As soon as I thought of that 1-2-3, 1-2-3, I went, okay. Twice the angel energy today. I went, okay, well, we've got stereo left and right.
That's great, Stormy. Well, okay. You are the sound technician of our group. So thanks for orchestrating such a beautiful energy and bringing it to us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And my take on the 1, 2, 3 is that it starts with God. It extends into our love for one another, which is 2. And 3, which is the number of creativity and vision. So from God, it begins, it extends into all of us, our partnerships in life, to create a new vision and create our way to it. A very sequential pattern of thought that is classic, classic in its success and workability. So now thanks for calling. That's gift, your attention.
Yeah, that's one of the gifts in my music, is the ability to bring creativity out of other people. It's, mm-hmm. it's written in the underlines because I asked the angels to be in my music, and that's why I can lay down the simplest chords on a keyboard or the guitar, and people are just, wow. And I know what's happening. God is answering my request and has done that all of my life. Each of us have this unique music within us, whether we play an instrument or not. It's the music of our soul that sings eternally, whether we voice it or play an instrument. Nevertheless, that music is there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, Stormy, I think a wonderful path of creativity for you, if you were interested in it, and I'm not laying upon you as something you should do, would be to create musical portraits for people that want to hear a chord that would be resonant with their person, their personality, and their goals in life.
Yes, and I have been doing this off and on. Like when I sing The Soul of Sheila, that's her everlasting soul. And I've been getting more and more music of people, like a friend of mine. All of a sudden, I noticed her eternal song is changing. It's completely changing. And it's a friend of ours. And I've noticed that the former song was actually the songbook from King Arthur's, the play and all that stuff comes from the songbook. But I noticed, throw that songbook away, there's a whole nother set of chords and newness coming for this individual. And I'm thinking, wow, this is happening for a whole lot of our spiritual leaders all over the world. There is new music awakening within them. The old has been all right, but now there's something new coming, Glenda. And I do look forward to being able to do things like that. If I can ever get Wi-Fi and get a computer set up, I would definitely do that. Wi-Fi signal is so iffy here. I just let God take care of that and do what I can here and there. I'm always singing. I'm always putting it up to the world. I don't actually have to be on the computer. I've got another computer that I could say interfaces with God.
And well, that's good.
Yeah, that's another way of thinking about it. There's a lot of physical to-do things I can do, but there's an awful lot that I do in another realm, and I let other people take it and develop it and share it. I do a whole lot of symphonic composition that way that I give out to hundreds of groups of people all over the world that are developing all of these new musical and vibrational, technological, and sound forms. And I do work on that area. I want you to know that I work in a really big arena, but you're talking about something really prominent and eminent that people can come and meet me face to face.
Sure.
And I can talk to you.
Exactly. It's just a thought, Stormy, not a requisite. Okay. We could go on and on with this conversation, but we've got to move on the board.
Let's go next. Next.
Okay. All right, Stormy. Well, God bless you, and we all wish you a splendid and transcendent year.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Yeah.
Caroline.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. It's great to be on the call. And I have one thing that I wanted to make a request for. First of all, I want to express gratitude for all the friends I have here and the wonderful community that of loving souls that I'm connected with. And my request for a blessing is for particular people, and I'm thinking of one person in particular, I'm not going to mention her name, who really have difficulty making friends and who have a kind of bit of a prickly exterior, a little bit of a negative outlook that makes it hard for people to stay friendly with them. And there are a lot of people like that in this world, and they're very lonely and they're very sad, and I would like a blessing to bring those people up into a more positive space and allow them to make good friends and really achieve community.
Oh, that's a great request, Carolyn. And you know, all that is defensive behavior, because they're sheltering hurt that they've had in the past. And so we ask that the hurts be healed and the radiant optimism that they can let down some of their defenses. You know, the only reason a cactus has thorns is because it can't afford to lose any water from animals coming by chopping off little petals of the cactus. It has to conserve water to stay alive. And so that's something I think about whenever I encounter someone who has a very defensive personality. I just think about the limited resources they have, the hurts they've had in the past, and the fact that, at least in their mind, they could not stand to be hurt anymore. And it takes a lot of love to overcome that. But, you know, it starts with us. It starts with us. And I challenge all of you for this coming year. Here's a challenge, and that is to think of love in a larger envelope than you ever have before. Yeshua has said to me more than a couple of times in our conversations, not as something to be written up or published, but in our personal conversations, that he is really quite amazed that even with all of the greater explanations about love, people tend to see love as an emotional expression. And of course, that's not going to be trusted by everyone. It's not going to be expressed by everyone. But that's not, in fact, that's the smallest part of love. It's our Valentine's Day form of love. You know, we send everyone from our kids to our grandparents and the people we work with and old friends to let them know we've got sweet feelings for them on that day. Well, as we know as humans, that we don't always have sweet feelings, but that doesn't mean we're not loving. It doesn't mean that whenever you are doing your best for anyone else, you're loving them. Even if you don't have sweet feelings, you know, back when I was, I'm always teaching, so I shouldn't say back when I was teaching. I've never stopped. But back when I was teaching at the university, I would have some challenging students. You know, they would want to know, well, why did you say this? Why is this true? And I would do everything in my ability to bring up all the reasons and to help them find some kind of agreement with it. And my first response in the beginning was, why do I really have to do this? I mean, I'm here to teach, not here to justify. And I would think, oh, yeah, okay. But I would rise above that. And I would realize that they were challenging me because they didn't want to be vulnerable to just simply receive what I was telling them without questioning it, without taking the possible dark side of it. Well, are you sure this is true? Well, why do we have to believe this? Why, you know, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And I would just say, you know, to them, it's good that you look on both sides of all things. Now, I haven't bothered to look on all sides of it, but let's look on all sides of it together. In other words, I would turn it into a pretext for joining with them to examine something they might not be comfortable with, but I would do it with them. Let's do it together. I think really anything we do together in the spirit of making life work better is love. And you don't have to always have the flowers, roses, and candles type emotion that goes with it. I could still have those little prickles up on the back of my neck about how am I going to get through with this and come out with a good presentation to the whole class, because most people would not be interested in their objections. They just wouldn't. And they didn't like that I would take time up with it. But somehow I allowed the fact that other people were asking to be accepted in a different way, to include everybody in a different way. I think we could learn from that model in our world today, because we've got a lot of distrust in the world today. And it's partly because there's been a lot of dishonesty in the world today, and there's been a lot of betrayal in the world today, and a lot of reason to step back and take a second look at everything. And it's okay to pause and make a reexamination of what's being said. I was just watching this little cartoon on YouTube last night, and it was about time to take a pause. And as the first part of the cartoon, it was about this ad saying that cats were evil and bad creatures that should be banned from human civilization. And it went on and on about everything that was bad about cats. And then in the last slide, it made its political disclaimer, sponsored by the Society of Survival for Mice. I thought that was so incredibly funny. And it brought to light the fact that, you know, no matter what's being said, we can look at it. If something bad is being said, we could think about, well, what's on the other side of this? Who would benefit by this? What can be done with this? You know, we can flip all kinds of pancakes and come out with something edible if we just keep flipping. And so I don't know. Maybe that's irrelevant, but it's kind of innocent also. So, Caroline, did I dance around your request too much, or did we hit the point?
I think you covered a lot of really important points there. One of the big problems is if somebody is so negative that they're actually quite damaging to folks, what do you do in mm-hmm. terms of trying to include them or not? Is it best to just not have them in your circle? I mean, my view sometimes is that it's probably best not to have those kinds of folks in your circle.
Exactly.
However, then they are, you know, you are leaving them to be sort of lonely and bitter and all of that. So it's a bit of a tightrope walk deciding who to give your love to in terms of physical, spending physical time with somebody, and who to just feel that they could be very damaging. I think I need to give them a wide berth.
Well, you're absolutely right. But what I have found in contradictory situations such as that, You want to do the best, but you don't want to enable destructive negativity. So what I have found usually works, and really pretty much the solvent to all of life, is honesty, truth. I want to roll back to the word honesty. We don't always know the truth. That's something we have to dedicate ourselves to discovering or just simply receiving. And in order to do that, we have to sometimes dismantle our own defense mechanisms, because we defend ourselves against things we don't want to hear. So, but I think in every situation, we can at least be honest about our actions and what we intend to do. And in situations like this, I have said to people, I cannot continue this conversation with you because your actions and your words are just too destructive to my life. And it doesn't mean that there can't be recovery in another time and place, but for now, I just don't want to hear anymore.
Right.
You've got to let them know why you're pulling away. You don't want them to know that you're pulling away and cursing them. You don't want them to think that you're pulling them away and wishing them really bad karma. You're pulling away because you don't have the right to just stand there and receive destructive words or destructive actions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not obligated to that. You are not obligated to take punishment for someone who wants to inflict pain or unhappiness on you for absolutely no reason. You do not have to do that. And I think that each person needs to find their own way of communicating that, because it will be unique to your personality, to your values, and to your social connections with whatever person that might be causing this harm to you.
I get it. Yep. That's a
the
great
answer
point
to most things is honesty. And for any of you who are feeling weak or non-negotiable in any social situation, what will make you the strongest is honesty. It's true. Honesty is the core muscle of the soul.
Wow, that's a great quote. Honesty is the core muscle of the soul. I'll remember that one.
It is. It truly is. And let me tell you, I've had a lot of situations to exercise that muscle. I can tell you from personal experience, the way to least harm another person and strengthen yourself in a particular situation is just with honesty. And the lovely thing about honesty is you don't have to go too far with it. Just a little bit of presentation that you're all about honesty, and they can continue arguing with you as long as they don't mind hearing your honesty. They'll back off on their own. If they're being
right.
irrationally negative, they do not want to hear honesty.
Right.
You just have to let people know that that's what you're all about. So let's deal with it. You know, and I have had people many times ask me, well, what do you say when you're at a social event and one of your really good friends shows up looking like hell came to earth yesterday? Caroline, you may need to mute your phone. We've got wind.
Oh, sorry about that.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. Hey, you see, I was honest. It didn't hurt your feelings, right? Because you want to be the best you can be at all times. And that leads me back into where I was going. So you see one of your close friends, she shows up at a social occasion looking like hell landed yesterday. I know you've been in situations like that. I know I have. And you got to say, oh, my dear, you look wonderful today. I can see you've been through some stress, but you just look great. Liar. It's not going to get you anywhere because she knows you're lying. Okay. The best thing you can do, okay, let's just say her name is Anne. The best thing you can do is say, oh, it's so good to see you, Anne. Hey, can I get a chair for you? Okay?
Yeah.
She knows you've recognized her weakness. There's nothing further that needs to be said.
And yeah, it's a bit like you've got ketchup on your face that nobody's told you all day that you've had ketchup on your face. You welcome it when somebody tells you.
Was that a really great hamburger you had? Yeah, you know, or you've got spinach between your teeth. And so, oh, you know, I just love spinach salad. But I always go to the restroom after I've had it and check my teeth. You don't have to say anything else.
Right.
You can find a way of deflecting yourself away from anything hurtful, anything rude. But once the other person knows that you're all about the truth, they pick it up real fast, and they don't hang around for the full revelation of what that truth is. They go fix it.
That's
so
true.
I have found that honesty is the core muscle of your soul. It really is. And kindness is the core muscle of your social interactions. Like, Anne, can I pull you up a chair? Okay? Situation handled. So, you apply kindness, which is the social muscle. Acceptance is the emotional muscle. Because most of the time, we will get defensive because something is being imposed on us that we don't like. And we don't like our emotional response to it. Just try acceptance for a few minutes, you know, and see how it feels then. So how's that?
That's great. And I have to remember those wonderful quotes that truth
okay.
is the core value of the soul,
that's
and
good.
Kindness is the core value of social interaction.
I think it. Yeah. And acceptance.
Thank you.
The core strength of our emotional muscle. It helps you to become strong because you have positioned yourself as being open when you shift gears into acceptance. And then you can, you know, if you accept and listen and you still don't like it, you can then start expressing your truth, or you can just decide to be honest and go talk to somebody else.
Right. Wow. And
there's
I'm writing a load of this down because it's amazing stuff, as usual, Galinda. You always excel yourself from one call to the next.
Well, that's because I have got a really good coach.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I think you did a really wonderful full answer, and Happy New Year to everybody, and thank you so much for answering my question.
You are
so
welcome.
Oh, and Galinda, one more thing. Are we going to be doing, for the people who are on the blessing group, are we doing any recap next weekend?
Next
Saturday,
weekend.
Right?
Yes.
Any idea what time?
Going to be no,
any idea
I don't,
what time?
But it will be early enough in the day that it works for everybody. Probably midday.
Okay, because I'm midday. That's like 7 a.m. my time in California. Oh no, it's 8 if it's Central Time. That's 8
a.m. No, I was thinking more like 1 in the afternoon.
Your time. Great. That's great for me.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it'll be about an hour?
Midnight usually works pretty well for coast to coast.
Okay, and it would be, and it'll be about an hour or so?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking
great.
We will do more than one. We will do more than one because I just, A, I love being with all of you. B, I think we need more practice so that we can offer more Zoom webinars.
Great. Looking forward to them.
Yeah. And for everybody
all right.
else,
well,
this is just for our blessing givers. So we get together frequently so we can be strong for you.
Great. Well, I'm
all
looking
right.
forward to seeing We're everybody on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Caroline.
Okay.
Okay,
then. Bye.
Yeah. And we have Elizabeth. Hello, dear.
Hello, Glenda. Hello, everybody, and just wishing everybody a really beautiful, calm, peaceful, joyful new year to everybody in the community and the whole world, and just to say I'm so grateful for these Sunday calls and for all the blessings that I've received throughout 2023 and my beautiful trip to Australia, which was life-changing. So much gratitude that that happened and the help that's been coming to me and my family with the blessings I've asked for. And just, I would like to ask an ongoing blessing for my sister Virginia and her friend Millie, who are going through a relationship shift. It's a shift, and it happened, and a shift happened over Christmas, and I was partly in it, and it's moved forward, and I'm so very grateful because I asked on Christmas Eve for this to happen, and it happened on Wednesday, so thank you so much for that, and for it to move forward in love in the coming year, and a blessing for my brother Hugh in Australia, and for all my family, and just peace on the planet, and may we all just move forward into our higher natures and our higher souls so we can all just realize that if we just love each other, then all the problems and will go away. It's simple. Just love each other and see each other
Amen.
As ourselves. And as Yeshua said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's all we need to do.
Exactly.
So thank you, Glenda. Thank you. You're just such a lifesaver all the time. And I can't thank you enough for being there every Sunday and so faithful to being there to help the planet grow in consciousness. You're a marvel, and God bless you, and a very happy new
thank
year
you.
To you.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, it is my joy to be here. As long as God gives me the strength to do so, I will be here. I got no other desires or plans to be anywhere but with you on Sunday. So, I look forward to getting you on the call and hearing about your week and how it went and what you hope for the future. You know, I was talking to Yeshua, kind of half conscious in prayer, in meditation, and we were talking, and it was about faith. We were talking about different degrees of faith, and he said, or at least I was trying to find out different degrees of faith. And his response was, Glenda, there are no degrees of faith. He said, faith is not believing that God can do something. He said, faith is knowing that God will do it. Period. One sentence. And so I said, okay. There are degrees of us developing faith. And he said, well, that's true. And so he said, it comes down to confidence, but it also mostly comes down to union with God. To know God personally. He's your father. He created you. He knows everything about you. But He is not going to intrude on you because he's a wise parent. And he knows that the only way you will truly become his son or daughter is to give you free rein and choice so that you can choose all that has been given to you. That's what we are required to ask. But that doesn't mean that God, our Father, our Creator, was in any in-between zone waiting to decide whether he would do it for you. Everything has already been done. All that has to be decided on is, will you ask for it? And in asking then, do you have certainty it will be done? That's it. It's really very simple. And as I was talking, I thought, well, you know, the last 3 years I gave a title for the year, and it was really a whole lot better than making specific resolutions, because you never know what's around the next corner that might require a little revision in your resolution once you see the landscape, how many curves are in the road and so forth, because we don't have the same GPS that our car has. Our GPS is faith. And so as we go through the year and we are experiencing various turns in the road, up and down hills and so forth, we may change our resolution. But I had a theme for each of the years after the traumatic reformation of my life that happened between 2019 and 2021. I came here in January. Well, it was late January, I think, transitioning into February of 22. And I had no idea where I was going, where I would live. I had no idea how I would manifest anything. And I was in 9-level pain from a herniated disc. And I thought, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But, you know, I'm giving a theme to this year. This is the first year I ever did this for. And I said, this is the year I will plant myself in a new life. I was thinking of it like planting a tree. You know, it was pretty close to, not far after Arbor Day, or pretty close to it. And I was saying, this is the year I will plant myself in a new life. I did. And everything happened in accordance with that title or that theme of the year. Everything happened. Okay, so I went into 2023, and so I said, well, what is the theme of my year this year? This is my year of recovery. It was. Everything that I thought I had lost had been recovered. Even the documents to write the book, the webinars, and the blessings. The blessing classes for our blessing givers and so forth. Everything I thought was lost was recovered. And I recovered so many things. I finally unpacked from the garage and put them in the house. I recovered paintings I hadn't seen in years. It was the year when, and also it was the year I recovered my health. So I have a theme for this year. And my theme for this year is the year of bounce back. I'm bouncing back to the highest and the best that I ever delivered in my life. I'm bouncing back. So I just give that to you. Oh, Elizabeth, would you mind muting your line? We're hearing your kitchen tools in the background.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So, I'm just giving you that as a suggestion. Instead of resolutions, which come and go with the challenges of life, how about really surveying the life, the year you're leaving, and the year you're entering? And if you had a theme for this next year that might take a whole year to accomplish, what would that theme be? and see how that fits you. Because here's the important thing of doing this, is you're definitely going to make it positive. You will. If you're giving a theme for a whole year, it will be positive. It won't be something like, confront my creditors and settle my debt. No, that's something you want to do and have it over with quickly. If you're setting a tone for a year, it's going to be positive. And it also will tap into the resources of your soul. It will tap into the resources of your higher mind and your most cherished relationships, your most cherished ideals, because those are the ones that govern your year from a higher level and are capable of encompassing your year. So I just am looking at myself like ball on a tennis court that's going to be batted back and forth on both sides, and I am bouncing back with it. You know, I'll be back in action doing my thing. So it's just something I want to give you as a thought, and you might think about, well, what could the theme of my year be? You know, it could be reuniting with my family and the career of my choice, which you had to leave behind because you had to deal with more urgent and imposing challenges of present time, that you didn't have the opportunity of getting the overarching pleasures of your life. So, well, that's just my thought. Elizabeth, was there any more to your blessing or your request?
No, that's given me the perfect answer. That's the perfect thing, a theme for this year. That's just exactly what I need. And I'll go away after the call and get it and write it down and have it up on my board in front of my computer. That's the perfect answer, a theme to moving forward into this year. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Glenda. That's perfect.
You're very welcome. And my blessings for it being the theme you're looking for that you
Absolute.
Need.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you a million. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are going to take our next caller. And let's see who that will be. It looks to me like we've got another wireless caller.
Oh, it's Nancy.
It's Nancy. All right. Well, at least I've got one Nancy today.
Oh, thank goodness. One that works and one that doesn't. I don't know. But I just want to ask for blessing for one of my massage clients. Her mother, Victoria, is in the hospital. They think it's pancreatic cancer. So, and also for the blessings for my sister. She's doing quite well, but they haven't, you know, quite told her that it's brain cancer yet. So, yeah, blessings for those people that are going through cancers and illnesses and those people that need to maintain their health and to those that got through, you know, just and blessings for the new year to get the things that, you know, where they need to go. You were talking so much about, you know, perspective and everything when things are going crazy or people are not being so nice. I went to church, to a nearby church. I'm Episcopalian, and I went back to a little church and was singing all the descants badly. But in my mind, I was singing badly. But everybody else was very impressed and glad that I was there. So, what my thing is to love your enemies, including yourself.
That's true. That really, really is true, because there are many sides to every moment that we live our life. And actually, I have noticed that when I acknowledge some of my more doubtful thoughts, I don't really have dark thoughts. They just don't exist anymore. But occasionally I do doubt, you know, am I really doing the right thing here? Is this what I need to keep doing? And why am I not reaching certain people? So, yeah, we all have that. But when I acknowledge that there's a reason I have those thoughts, I just say, okay, well, there's a reason for that. Now I'll go back to what I want to think about. You know, you unify yourself when you accept yourself, and that you cannot unify yourself until you accept every part of who you are.
Right. Well, this and, year I'm going to see if I can sing more. So, working on it.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Well, once upon a time, I was operatic trainer. I used to sing opera.
Really?
Opera. Mm-hmm. And then having the stroke, the only thing that doesn't move well is the lips on the right side. So it's an ongoing thing. I'm just bouncing back.
Good. Good. When was the stroke, Nancy?
The month before they shut us down for the pandemic.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
So I had the whole pandemic to get myself, you know, mobile again.
So, wow.
That was a fun. But, yeah, I'm so blessed with everything. It was, it was there when they, as a massage therapist, they shut me down. And they,
of course.
So I was getting self-employment. I mean, I was getting, you know, employment benefits, and they want to make sure that I was me. So I got to, okay, you're going to let me have some benefits? They go, maybe. And I go, I had a stroke. You can have benefits. Okay. And then would you, you know, are you sure you're a massage therapist? Here's my tax receipt. It worked so well. And so, you know, yeah, it was crazy, but I was guided through it. And I was in God's hands during the whole thing. And there are times when I know, yeah, you know, this happens, that happens. Blood pressure may be high. This glucose is high. Yeah, da, da, da. But I'm in God's hands. And whatever I'm doing, I know, am I doing the right thing? And, you know, and I will feel that, yeah, you're doing okay. You know, numbers will show up. Angel, white feathers will show up. Cardinals will show up. You're doing the right thing. And I go,
that's
okay.
Great.
So I just wander. I'll just wander through. And I told my sister one time, she's very good at organizing and getting, you know, the grandchildren into college and going to the right classes and, you know, getting them all through. And I go, where were you when I was wandering aimlessly through college? She goes, I was in grade school. What are you talking about? Okay. So I do have a guiding hand. Mine is just doesn't always show up in the counseling sessions. Well, he does, but he's
Nancy, we all have messengers. We all have messengers, but they are different. Stormy's messengers would probably be music, sound, angels, or something of the sort. Your messengers are cardinals and other lovely species that you like. So we all have our messengers, and I want to encourage everyone to think about and about what your messenger form is. How do you receive confirmation, like you're doing the right thing, or watch out, be careful, don't go there. You might get like chills on your neck. You know, like, something doesn't feel right about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get warm fuzzies when you go in the right direction.
I get a lot of warm fuzzies. I get a lot of, oh, that's not good.
That's what guidance does. It's not all positive. Otherwise, we jump off a bridge and think we were doing something for humanity.
I was there. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, but everybody, whatever your messenger signals are, learn what they are. I would really, really encourage you to do that. And it doesn't mean it's not God speaking to you. It doesn't mean it's not the Holy Spirit speaking to you or Yeshua speaking to you. It's just that we, as human beings, don't tend to look up high enough to see that. But we can see a butterfly. We can see a friend, or let's just say a stranger, that gives us this sweet smile actually across the room. And you know that was a message. Because we tend to look, as humans, we tend to look for messages that we can recognize. We don't want to always be getting messages from someone we have to drop to our knees to worship when that message comes.
Yeah.
We might be in the grocery store.
What you doing on your knees? Do you need some help getting down there?
That's the point. And we can even have a sense of humor about it and be children about it. But still, recognize what your everybody, this message for all of you, recognize your messengers when they come. And they'll usually be of a similar kind, depending on, actually your soul has set this up and delegated these messengers to come to you in a form you'll recognize.
Oh, okay.
It's a good thing to shake hands with. Well, Nancy, I wish you a beautiful new year. And may all the blessings. Yes, thank you. And may all the blessings just be showered upon you from heaven and the riches of earth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Bye bye, Nancy. Thanks for being with us.
Next.
Nothing. Just
hello? Is it Stephen or Wendy?
It's Wendy. Brenda, hi.
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 Yeah, of course.
Oh, good. So, Glenda, I just wanted to say my gratitude is again for this incredible book that is in my life, Love Without End, that I just keep reading over and over again, and. It is all, like, I've had a challenging year, with illnesses and different things happening in my family, but I'm always, helped when I read this book. So
that's great. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the confirmation.
Yeah. The other thing is that my dear sister, who lives in BC, Vancouver, her husband has been, he's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer only about a month ago, and he's on his deathbed right now, like he's in the hospital dying, and she's just totally exhausted. She's a very resilient woman, a good, kind-hearted woman, gives everything she can, and she feels so desperately exhausted right now. I just spoke to her before.
Of course.
I'm just asking for a blessing for her and for Kevin, her husband, who's going to be passing on, and for her family that are around her. Yeah.
Well, when you love someone and they're about to transition to another world, you give everything you have. You give them everything you have.
Yeah.
And it's depleting.
Yeah. Yeah.
We send our blessings. What's your name?
My sister's name is Lori.
Okay.
Close. We love each other a lot. Yeah.
Well, we will include Lori by name in our blessing today.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
And what's her husband's name? Is it Kevin?
Her husband's name is Kevin. Yeah.
That's what I thought I heard. Okay.
Yeah. I think Stephen is signaling here. He wanted to ask you something. Is that okay?
Sure.
My husband. Just a minute.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi. Thank you. I just wanted to pick up on what Stormy was saying about music. And a couple of days ago, I was listening to an African on YouTube, like a music. I mean, that everybody's singing it, but it's called Jerusalem. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, I know that very well.
Yeah. And it was just such a blessing to hear. Like, I mean, these, like, 3-year-old kids dancing and,
mm-hmm.
You know, people singing. And it made me feel that, I don't know where it is in the Bible, but, like, God's word will cover the earth like the waters of the sea. And, you know, that's what's happening. Like, matter where you are, like, the Lord is spreading across the earth. Anyway, I just wanted to echo what
totally.
Yeah. Okay.
I love Africa. The people there had the innocence of original humans and mm-hmm. the joy they had in living. You don't find it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will be extremely significant in the part of the century yet to come. We're going to discover a lot of strength and blessing and beauty in the soul of the Africans. They have been holding a lot of innocence in place for the rest of the world. You probably know, well, I don't know if you know, Stephen, but our congregation is familiar with the fact that we do have a little church there. And I am always just so lifted up by the faith that they have, the joy mm-hmm. they have, and their complete engagement with life. It's truly amazing. It's something that we haven't seen in this country in a very long time. My grandparents had some of that. And from mm-hmm. the stories I hear, my great-grandparents had a lot of that. It was here. It was part of the founding spirit of this continent, and not just in the United States, but from Canada on through Central and South America. It was part of the founding energy of these two continents. And it's very, very strong still in Africa. So I look forward to the blessings that they will give to the rest of us, and I know they're going to give abundantly. Because there isn't any bottom in their pockets. They have no money, so they don't think about it.
Yeah,
really?
No, they're so pure. Their movements, their dance, their singing, their joy. Mm-hmm. It's so inspiring to hear and see them.
It really is. And I have some favorite comedians from from Africa, and I don't laugh much at comedy over here much anymore because it's so sarcastic. You know,
yeah.
It's so, it's not pure comedy. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Their comedy just lays me flat on the floor. I could laugh like it's silent. So
That's wonderful.
That was a nice gift, Stephen. Thanks for mentioning that.
Thank you, Glenda.
Okay. Well, Wendy, blessings to your sister and her husband. And they will not split. You can give her that assurance from me. They will not split. The worlds in which they live will definitely split, but they will not split. And he will wait for her.
Thank you, Glenda. I will tell her that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. We are moving on, and we're doing just great on time. Everything. It's Sarah. Sweet Sarah is on the line. Hello, dear.
Hello, aloha, Glenda and beloved community.
Aloha.
The theme for me for 2024 is the year of being more. Not doing more, but being more.
I love that. Yeah. Wow. See? It works.
Yeah.
It works. Yeah. Maybe next week, those of you who discover your theme for the year will share. We'd love to hear it.
Yes, definitely. So grateful to be a part of this community. So deeply grateful. It's such an honor and a joy. And thank you all. Thank you to all who offer prayers in every language and culture. I want to ask for an ongoing blessing for my beloved Father Peter and for all of our precious elders and also our littlest ones and those who have special needs, the vulnerable, protection and grace and joy for all. And I want to ask for a blessing for my sweetheart, Scotty, who lost his mama this summer, and he's still in a pretty deep grieving process. So just bless him and all who are in mourning. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to ask for a blessing for myself that this year I also want to just keep on working on that skill of communication, how to speak the truth honestly, how to speak my truth and speak it with kindness and grace, and to speak the truth. That one I'm going, learning that. And I'm dedicated to adding, I have a really strong prayer life and I want to bring in more meditation as well, more listening. So I'm going to be intentionally spending at least 20 minutes per day in a meditation. And so just blessings for that, for me and for all.
That's wonderful. Great resolutions. And I love your theme.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Glenda.
You are so welcome. And I wish you a blessed 2024.
Thanks. You too.
The year of 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, God bless you, Sarah. We love you so much. And
thank you.
We're going to open the line for Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Linda. I'm calling in for some healing prayer for my brother's mother-in-law. She, a few months ago, got diagnosed with breast cancer. Turned out it was fairly minor, and they've been treating her with good effect. And but now, just this last week, they found out that she had it move into one of her hips and some bone. And so they don't know if it's malignant yet, but I thought maybe some good prayers might help her. Her name is Mary.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, and we will. What's her name?
Mary.
Mary. Okay.
Yep. She's a Texas girl, Azle, Texas. So.
Oh, well. Well, you're Texas man. So.
That's right.
Texas runs real deep in our little neighborhood.
It does.
For those of you who have not had the opportunity to meet Stephen, He was my coach and developer for our Zoom call, our Zoom blessing, I don't know what we call it, renewal that we had a few weeks ago, and has offered to help us and the church develop more Zoom facilities so that we can have the pleasure of seeing each other's face and showing up in a more personal way. So just because we can't fly in an aircraft, we can sure fly in spirit and in communication. So we're working on that, and Thank you so much, Stephen, for all that you have done for the church.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Looking forward to that. That thing's going to be super cool because you can look at and talk to each other, see what's going on, look more personal.
I know. It will be great, and I look forward to it. Well, blessings to you and Barbara and your whole family, most especially to your sister.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, everybody, we are at what we can call a happy ending. So I think we will. We will just use this as an opportunity to get quiet and do some stretching and pull our attention back into the core of our being. Let's just first of all relax with a super deep breath. Expand your lungs to full capacity. Very deep. Okay, and now release and cleanse. Once more, very deep, full, taking more and more the spirit of life. Hold it, and now release. Let your shoulders fall forward into just a limp puddle in your chair. Now, we're going to do a little bit of stretching. You can stand if you are able to. Otherwise, just sit in your chair and do this. Move each leg around. Like, first of all, stretch your toes all the way out. And then pull your foot all the way back so that you're stretching both the front side and the back side of your leg. Okay, down and then forward. And down and forward. Now take each leg and move it like a little windmill, all right? It doesn't have to be a big circle because the whole function in this is to get your thigh engaged with your hip so that you get flow from your leg into your back. And now we're going to take the other one, and we're going to move it. I already feel way more relaxed just doing that. And if you're in a chair, sit up straight now. Okay, no slouching, no bending your back into a curvature. Sit up straight and twist your torso a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, back to the right a little further, and then to the left a little further. Okay, drop your shoulders. And now sit up straight, shoulders back. Lift your chin up, stretch your neck, okay? Drop your shoulders now again. Now sit up straight, shoulders back, okay? And lift your chin so your neck gets a good stretch. And now take your neck to the right as far as you can and to the left as far as you can. It's not about how far you can take them. It's about getting the best stretch you can get. That's the key. Because as you stretch out the muscles, you relax them. And as you relax the muscles, you relax everything else that's at that particular zone of your body. If you can stand, stand. And what I want you to do is just bend forward a little bit. Okay? And then stand up and bend back a little bit so that you've got your full body in motion. Now turn to the left, turn to the right. That's it. Okay. Now, you can sit back down if you like. You're going to be in a seated position for the blessing. You're going to be, let's have your feet bare, or at least if you have to have them covered, with something natural, cotton, silk, linen, wool, whatever suits you. And have your head uncovered, unless it's part of your worship, that you cover your head. But then, even then, have it be a natural fiber, not polyester. Okay. not a synthetic blend of any kind, because we want energies of the earth and energy of the heavens to blend, and they were not created in a factory. So we want everything natural and normal. I would suggest, gentlemen, you, if you have a belt on, you just unbuckle it so you can breathe easier and move easier through your waistline. Yeah, and take another deep breath. Okay. And then another one. And sit up a little bit straight. As much as you can in the chair you chose to sit in. And let's do the four square breath. Okay. The four square breath is going to be, to the count of four, four stages of breathing. First, you're going to exhale to the count of four. And it's your count of four, not mine, because we all have different rhythms for our breath. And then you're going to pause to the count of four. Then you're going to inhale to the count of four. You're going to pause again to the count of four. And then exhale again to the count of four. And it goes on like this over and over again. And what it's about is the breath of life. All of life actually flows in these four different stages where you give. You let the gift be received before you take. Then you take and you fully receive before you give again. All of life goes in this pattern. If you practice this pattern, you will stabilize your life. And the great thing about the four square breath is you can do it anywhere and no one's going to notice. No one's going to think you're doing some kind of weird yoga pose with deep breaths. No, they're just going to see you being there, typing at the computer or driving the car or whatever you do. And it's very good when you're driving because it'll wake you up and it will put you in touch with the road and actually expand your consciousness. So it's a very good thing to do when you drive. If you start to go into a disagreement or an argument with somebody at work or at your social club or church or wherever, pause just a moment, do the four square breath, and you'll find you come back to that situation with a refreshed attitude. It's good for anything you do in life. It's especially good to do before you go to sleep at night because it sets your body into a constructive rhythm that's easy for your body to repeat over and over again during the night. All right, so I'm going to offer a prayer to Yeshua because he asked us to ask for our blessings. And we're going to ask for the blessings of the many because we are here to be a conduit for blessings beyond ourselves, even beyond our loved ones, even beyond the ones we know or that we would wish the goodness of life upon. There's so many that receive our blessings, too many to count. And we open it up through our prayer. Then, while the blessing givers and I are conducting the sacred energy of the Holy Spirit, of Yeshua, and of our Heavenly Father, we just ask that you offer your prayer, that in asking you shall receive, and you shall be open to receive, and all defenses will drop down that would mitigate your receiving everything you ask for. So, blessing givers, will you join me now for the offering of this blessing? to bless our new year, our new lease on life, our new opportunity for creation, success, love, and forgiveness of the year that has passed, that it did or did not fulfill our lives. It made a difference. And we ask that the coming year will be our greatest opportunity to receive and share. Yeshua, our Lord, our brother in spirit, Son of God, we cherish your name. We adore your gifts and your love to us in all ways, in all things. We thank you for everything you've given us. And we take this opportunity to ask for even more, because there's more, there's so much more that has been given, more that we can receive. We ask not just for ourselves, but all of humanity, that we may discover with each day a little more who we really are, that we may define our goals in life according to our highest potential and according to our ability to give and receive. We ask that you bring us closer to peace worldwide, that we may find that fighting never ends and never has a result. Only peace can endure. We ask for help and survival to those who are in a highly conflicted area of the world now. Most especially, we ask this for our children, for our elderly, for those who have given up hope for this life, that they may realize a new life, a greater life, whether on this earth or in worlds beyond. For life never ends. And that was your great gift to us, to see that life never ends. Wherever we can find goodness and love, there is life. Help us to know that, that we may be pursuers of life and givers of life and goodness, peace and hope to everyone in our life and in this year. We ask that you feed the hungry, that you hold the children in safety, that you hold in gratitude those who have lived a long life and don't know yet if it's time to be over. Help them to know and to decide with peace and confidence where they would like to spend the rest of eternity. We thank you for those who hold up the fires of human integrity, the peaceful waters of peace we seek, and the nourishment of our Father's creation. May we come to be one family under heaven and within heaven, by the grace of God. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin our blessing. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, we want you to just go at rest. Lay down on a bed, on the sofa, on a mat, anything you can stretch out on flat. So you go from the vertical, receiving from heaven to earth and back from earth to heaven. Now you're going to lie flat and have the horizontal on which the will of God may be written, the grace of God and the blessings of God that will unfold in the next minutes, hours, days, weeks, or months of your life, according to the arrangement of other things that must accommodate the granting of your blessing. Receive, and don't waste this moment of receiving by thinking about anything. Your mind cannot comprehend the blessing that's being received. It cannot figure it out. Just be the whiteboard upon which God writes. Be blessed. Receive and rejoice in this new beginning. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to seeing you next week and all the weeks ahead.